Is masturbation a sin? Sin is often the result of lust or wrong selfish desire. This fact forms the primary basis of answering this question. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Sexual lusting in the mind is the primary reason or trigger for masturbation and is sin, whether from erotic imagery, viewing pornography, or lusting after a person who is not one's spouse. A Christian must therefore learn to control his thoughts. As the Apostle James wrote, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then, when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin." James chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. The Bible specifically forbids adultery, fornication, homosexual sex, incest, bestiality, and lust, but does not mention masturbation or self-stimulation. Self-stimulation as part of sexual relations between married partners would not be classified as sin, but outside of marital relations, it is sinful, and is typically accompanied by wrong, lustful thoughts, such as when viewing pornography. The use of pornography, including so-called soft porn, is definitely a sin, as it violates Christ's teaching in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Looking lustfully at risque entertainment and immoral fantasizing are all clearly sinful. Addictions to porn and masturbation will reinforce each other. When a person stops viewing or thinking about anything wrongly erotic, there won't be so much improper sexual arousal with urges to masturbate. The Bible does not teach asceticism, such as the Gnostic teaching that all physical things are evil, including the human body. God designed human beings with sexuality, male and female, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, for many reasons. But especially so they can marry, enjoy marital love, have children, and enjoy many other blessings. Marriage is sacred and critically important to God. Therefore, one must not allow anything to hinder the success of his or her present marriage or a future marriage. Lustful self-stimulation can easily become a habit that hurts a marital relationship and future sexual satisfaction with one's spouse. A habit formed before marriage can be difficult to break, even after getting married. Many marriages have been seriously hurt because one or both of the spouses had a secret habit of masturbation. Because sex is powerful, masturbation can also become an addiction. Any addiction is spiritually dangerous because it has become the master and the addict has become the slave, and we must only be slaves of God. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. Remember that it is easier to prevent a habit or addiction than to break an already formed habit or addiction. As Christians, we are to be bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. This, of course, requires His help. We must constantly be asking God to renew and strengthen us. The practical method for stopping unwanted thoughts is to replace them with good thoughts. See Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Strive with God's help for spiritual growth in all areas of life, and as a result, you will become stronger in those areas where you have been the weakest. Once God has called us to be His disciples, we are doubly responsible to Him for how we use our time, our minds, and our bodies. We are called to bear good fruit and much fruit spiritually, and part of the fruit of God's Spirit is self-control, as found in the listing in Galatians chapter 5. Don't allow anything habit-forming or lustful to interfere with these goals. Make sure to pray to God and read His Word every day to discern His will in your life. In that way, you are regularly talking to God and listening as He speaks to you. We encourage you to read our free study guide, tools for spiritual growth. It thoroughly explains prayer, Bible study, fasting, meditation, and three other tools that are essential for spiritual growth. We highly recommend it. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.